Y'all know what time it is. What's up, everybody? This is the EG3 Show. My name is Eddie Greer III, and the EG3 Show, once again, ladies and gentlemen, is all about the latest in NASCAR Capable Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And tonight is a special edition of the podcast. This, what I've been waiting for pretty much for the last couple of months now, the new youth movement in all of NASCAR beginning here this weekend. Of course, NASCAR returning to the television sets and on track after the Super Bowl concluded. I was already looking forward to this moment right here. Cars on the racetrack here in Daytona Beach, Daytona International Speedway, where Speed Weeks will take place here starting later this week on Thursday or Friday. And all these activities lead up to the 60th running of the Daytona 500. Eddie Greer III with you for a special episode of the EG3 Show here tonight. And this episode is going to focus primarily on this new stars, or I should say the new guys that have come up from the ranks and have joined as one, or have been in the Cup Series for a year, or have been looking for a ride to get back in a ride, but haven't found the right situation, where some of these cats have found the right situation. And I'll go over that here in the next half hour here on the EG3 Show here as we move forward. Yes, we're counting down the days. It's about 11 more days until the season opener, the Super Bowl of Motorsports, the Daytona 500. This is the biggest race for me. I've always looked forward to the Daytona 500 since I was a teenager, looking forward to this race. As things are going to happen, these things, the races are exciting. You're going to see tight racing from front to back. Of course, Daytona International Speedway has had its repave few years ago, and it's starting to age out slightly here. But you know, you got manufacturers, Toyota, Ford, Chevrolet, things like that. Chevrolet, of course, we talked about it all off season long. Cast a new body, the new nose, and it's been from the test what I explained last week on the pod. It looks pretty good, at least so far, for some of these guys. And some of them, a couple of these cats, rode in the practice test last week in Las Vegas. I've had the notes right here, but somehow it disappeared on me for whatever reason. So this computer does what it likes to do and doesn't want what I want to do. So we're going to go ahead and wing it here. But I was prepared, so I have an idea what I want to talk about tonight. So here we go. So the Generation X, what I nicknamed this class, these guys don't back down for anybody. And we saw the new youth movement kind of in action last year. Of course, the three guys in their entering their sophomore seasons include Ty Dillon, Daniel Suarez, and Eric Jones. Two out of the three of those guys via Joe Gibbs Racing. Eric Jones coming over from Furniture Racing a year ago with an outstanding rookie performance, and Eric Jones sweeping the Rookie of the Year in all three divisions in that aspect. That's got to be pretty impressive. And William Byron could be joining Eric Jones after the end of the season. I know we haven't even ran a lap yet here in 2018, but William Byron was very impressive in the Las Vegas test, and he's about to take center stage. And the last time Byron was at Daytona, he became the youngest winner in the Xfinity Series to nab an impressive win at Daytona. And he's got the crew chief to do it as well in a Cup Series this year. Darian Grubb that he's paired up with here this season. We take a look at first, Austin Dillon, of course. Kind of sidetracking a little bit. Austin Dillon, of course, he's one of those guys in this class. Been taking the backseat a little bit. For those of you who don't know, Austin Dillon has competed in all three NASCAR National Series. And ahead of the 2014 season, Dillon moved into the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series full-time for his grandfather, Richard Childress, which brought the return of the good old number three, who was drove by none other than Dale Earnhardt Sr. He won his first ever Monster Energy Series Cup race a year ago in the Coca-Cola 600. Dillon has 8 career wins in the Xfinity Series, 7 career wins in the Capable World Truck Series, and he is the 2011 Capable World Truck Series champ. And add to his repertoire, his resume, the 2013 Xfinity Series champ. So that success hasn't really quite translated in his 3+ years in the Cup side. Of course, he has to deal with all this hype as well surrounding Kyle Larson, the Chase Elliotts, and things like that. So Austin Dillon, of course, he's paired up with Ryan Newman with Richard Childress Racing. Dillon said back in December during championship week, awards week, that it was championship for or bust. So a lot of pressure he puts on himself and his team. And in RCR, I mentioned this on a podcast many times, that RCR won both of their races last year, Dillon and Newman, respectively, on strategy calls. I mean, strategy, it's part of the game. You know I'm going to say that. But also, where I'm definitely interested to see this year how they fare with the new nose of the car, the Chevrolet Camaro ZL1. For those of you who've been out of the loop, who've been focusing on the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, or focused on college basketball, or just getting back into the NASCAR side of things. So yeah, you know, Ryan Newman was pretty fast at the test as well. I mean, yes, you know, we don't know how it's going to translate yet. You know, Daytona, this is a different beast, a restricted plate track, 2.5 mile restricted plate track. Everyone wants to win this race, but Austin Dillon's going to step it up a little bit if he's going to have any say in chances of getting an opportunity to get back in the chase. He was in the playoffs last year, and I said chase. It's not the chase anymore. It used to be the chase, but now it's the NASCAR playoffs. And Austin Dillon, him, that is going to have more consistency if he's going to have a chance here to make a return trip to the playoffs. Next, of course, going back to Daniel Suarez, he's part of this Next Generation X group here. Daniel Suarez, of course, completes in the Cup Series, piloting the number 19 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. Daniel Suarez won the Xfinity Series Championship 2 years ago, which accompanies his 3 career wins in the Xfinity Series, and of course adding the 2015 Sunoco Rookie of the Year honors in that same series. Plus, he has 1 win with Kyle Busch Motorsports in the Truck Series. Daniel Suarez came on strong in the second half of the year last year. And then, if you go back to at this time last year, he replaced Carl Edwards, who surprised us all, with his retirement last year at the very same time. They are scrambling to get Daniel Suarez ready to go to race in his rookie year in this situation. That was crazy enough to see that happen. But as the year went along, Daniel Suarez did a great job in being more competitive. He was very quick in the races. Of course, yes, he had a little bad luck here and there, but he was awfully good, especially comes to mind for me, Watkins Glen winning his first ever stage last year and doing it so over one of the stronger cars in the field a year ago, the defending series champion Martin Truex Jr. But Suarez this is an interesting plot itself as well. It'll be very interesting to see how he does in the second season. And it goes back to the Xfinity side, where he was flat out fast in his second year in the Xfinity series, which, by the way, he won the championship, becoming the first ever driver outside of the U.S. to bring home a championship in NASCAR. So Daniel Suarez, they have the resources to do it, and he's going to be competing with his teammate coming over from Furnace Row, Erik Jones, the next guy in line on a Generation X sign. Erik Jones taking over from Matt Kenseth in a 20 car for Joe Gibbs Racing this season. That was the plan all along, even if for whatever reason, you know, Joe Gibbs wanted him with Furniture Row Racing one and done. Rookie of the Year last year with Furniture Row Racing in that 77 Toyota. Jones also earned Rookie Sunoco Rookie of the Year honors in both the Camping World Truck Series and the Xfinity Series back to 2015 when he won the Truck Series Rookie of the Year. And of course, in that same series, he has 7 career wins on the Xfinity Series side, 9 career wins for the EJ20, Erik Jones, and you might as well call him, well, I'm going to call him Matt Kenseth 3.0, because he just goes about his business just like Matt Kenseth, and he's been in the offseason, like I've kind of put in on the offseason podcast here. From what I'm standing at, he's been kind of overlooked a little bit. And I know I've been talking a lot about Chase Elliott. Everybody has been talking about Chase Elliott, the way he ended the year last year, all this, the hype surrounding him. Of course, Kyle Larson, the year that he had last year, and an engine taking him out of a chance for competing for a title, and so on. And then you also got William Byron turning some heads as well here, as we almost getting wrapped up here with Speed Weeks here in a couple of days. Erik Jones, the guy that I'm going to be looking at here this year. And of course, let's not forget about Ryan Blaney in the mix. But Erik Jones, we know he's got the talent to do it. He almost won a couple of races a year ago with the Denver-based team. And I expect him to be right up in the mix this year a lot more than he was last year. But he was fast also last year. That was the thing too. Both Denver cars, first row cars, 78 and the 77, were flat out fast, competitive week in, week out. But Erik Jones had terrible luck, and he was fast in practice on multiple weekends, but bad luck took him out of the running. Now he's with the legendary Joe Gibbs Racing, and we'll see if that luck turns around. And the way that 20 team ended the year last year, Matt Kenseth getting his farewell victory at Phoenix, and how that team finished up in the top 10 the last 3 races of that playoff stretch, Erik Jones, we'll see if we can take it to another level here. We'll see how that goes here in the start of this season. You listen to the EG3 show. My name is Eddie Greer III here with you tonight for a special episode of the podcast focusing on a new generation of guys that we're going to be hearing from for quite some time. And that other guy transitions to JTG Doherty Racing's Chris Buescher. Now, you know why he's in there, because he too was shot from a cannon after he won the Xfinity Series title. Chris Buescher is a full-time driver in the Cup Series for JTG Doherty Racing. Buescher competed for Rookie of the Year honors back in 2016 with Front Row Motorsports, and he qualified for the postseason in that year after upsetting the field at Pocono, where it was rain-shortened, the fog race, if you will. Buescher came out there, did what he needed to do, and stole a victory. And Chris Buescher, like I said, 2015, he was the Xfinity Series champ, and he has 3 career Xfinity Series wins to his credit. And Chris Buescher, he was competitive in some spurts last year for that team. He started that second team when he's teammates with AJ Allmendinger. And we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how he fares here in his second stint with JTG Jordy Racing. Of course, for those of you who don't know, Hendrick Motorsports now has the alliance with the 47 and the 37. So we'll see. AJ Allmendinger was pumped up about that move there as well. So a lot of teams go with the alliances this year. Even we already know that a couple exist, but a couple of new ones. This one, and I know Richard Petty Motorsports has now with RCR. And that, oh, by the way, that's a Chevy team as well. So a lot of things to look forward to for this team if they're going to move on forward here down the line and improve their standing and maybe make a run to the postseason again here this year. Who knows how that's going to fare out. And, of course, next up, I'm kind of bouncing around the list because I don't have my original list with me. The computer erased it, but I'm just going off of some side notes that I put off that I've written down just in case it did that. Kyle Larson, of course, we all know. Kyle Larson in the Cup Series for Chip Ganassi drives the number 42 Chevy. He, along with a limited Xfinity Series schedule this season, he also won Sunoco Rookie of the Year honors back in 2014 after winning the same award in the Xfinity Series back in 2013. Larson has five career Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series wins, eight career wins in the Xfinity Series, and has only two in the Truck Series. And Kyle Larson got his first ever Cup win in his third season. So Chase Elliott is looking to do that here this year. All eyes looking for that 9, but let's not forget about this 42. Last year up there, racing a lot with Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. It is the three-headed horse in 2017. That was the story for me back to last year. But Kyle Larson has had a great offseason himself. Even though he didn't win the Chili Bowl, he won a ton of races on dirt wherever he went, including a couple over across the seas in New Zealand. So this is a talent that we've heard his name time and time again. Really, the last 5-6 years now, we've heard this name that he's going to be a champion at some point. It could be this year. Who knows? A lot of tips and turns. You know, you saw how this postseason went. Really, the last couple. How you, if you're the favorite, you're not going to. If you're all the favorite, somehow you can get there. But with all the stage races this year and things like that, now that we've had a whole entire year of the new style of racing, the stage racing, getting the playoff points, the stage wins, things like that, Kyle Larson probably is going to be even more the hungriest. That might be surprising given the fact that, yes, Chase Elliott hasn't won a race yet, and blah blah blah, but this young man, of course, teammates with Jimmy McMurray on the Cup side, he knows how to wield a thing, and we'll see what this year unfolds for this team. Of course, Kyle Larson, Chip Ganassi, lost target for whatever reason. So that was their main sponsor for the last 3 years. Now they have Credit One Bank, who's tagged along here. We saw them a little bit back last year, and he ran pretty doggone well. But Larson, he's going to be one of those guys this year that, once again, you're going to have to deal with here week in and week out, and that kind of leads into perfect transition to Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott changes numbers again after being in that fame number to 24, which is now going to be driven by William Byron in his rookie year. But Chase Elliott now with the family fame number 9 and still the same sponsor, Napa, for Hendrick Motorsports here. Of course, Chase Elliott qualified for the playoffs for the second straight season last year after taking over for Jeff Gordon's 24 car. Chase Elliott is a 2-time most popular driver winner in the Xfinity Series, where he won the Sunoco Rookie of the Year and the championship back in 2014. He's also has 5 career wins in that same series and 2 wins in the Truck Series, And we all know how the end of last year played out. Chase Elliott, heartbroken and pissed off that a possible win was taken from him. And now on top of that, that's been said multiple times on this podcast. We all know that he had a chance, not one, but two chances at getting in Homestead to be the part of that Final Four for the title run down in South Florida. That did not happen. He had other business to take care of against Denny Hamlin. And again, I will not be surprised to see that rivalry, hot rivalry, continue to shine here this year. Chase Elliott, though, in that 9 car, that's in back to the popular driver award. He could possibly be that guy this year in the Cup Series. He got a lot. He earned a lot of fans, if not already, after that chaotic finish in Virginia last November. But man, oh man, Chase Elliott, we've been waiting for him, of course, to get that win and reel off a couple. And I'm going to tell you right now, he could be possibly a multi-winner here this year. It's got to happen at some point, right? He's been fast on Daytona, Talladega for sure, and of course, fast on mile and a half for sure. He, as noted in the podcast, was the second best driver in the playoffs due to Martin Truex Jr., in my opinion. Chase Elliott coming up also short, but this change of scenery here, a little bit of scenery, has fans refreshed, and he's earning fans by the moment. I wouldn't be surprised if he takes over Dale Jr.'s crown here at the end of the year, but it's a long way to go for that. But Chase Elliott's going to be a threat here weekly, not just some wins, but of course, not just some weeks, but he's going to be a threat here week in and week out, and will not be surprised if he wins more than just one race. This guy has been overdue. He had several stints, chances to win. Dover slipped away from him. Of course, we all know Martinsville and then Phoenix with the revenge race there for Chase Elliott. So a lot on riding with Elliott, Alan Gustafson, his crew chief, a lot riding this year for him. Ryan Blaney on the other end. He ran for the Wood Brothers 1 year ago, got that big win at Pocono. He kind of moves over next door to Penske Racing this year, and he has a different number. The number switch from 21 to 12, so they inverse. Ryan Blaney has driven that number several times in the Xfinity Series. Blaney has made limited starts, like I said, in the Xfinity Series for the same team. And Blaney has 5 career wins in the Xfinity Series and has 4 wins for the Truck Series. And again, he's with teammates with Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano. Those 4 wins coming with Brad Keselowski, who's going to be teammates with them. So this is going to be interesting here, but he's no stranger to Penske Racing and knows how to get up front. And he's in different colors this year. You're not going to miss him at all here this year. You're going to see him in that bright yellow machine for Menards, Duracell, and maybe one sponsor in there that I'm missing. But Ryan Blaney made the playoffs last year. He was part of that Elite 8 there and came up short a little bit. But Ryan Blaney, of course, was on with the pregame show, Super Bowl pregame, with Truex, Dale Jr., and Rutledge Wood. That was fun, by the way, to see those guys have some fun out there in cold Minneapolis there. So Ryan Blaney, we'll see what he does. He was flat fast with the Wood Brothers, and he carries most of his team with him from that same team, leaving Paul Menard for some new pieces a little bit. But Paul Menard, coming over from RCR, he's going to be driving the 21. Blaney will drive his normal 12, that I'm going to say. But we'll see what Ryan Blaney does. We'll see if that same success that he has in the Xfinity Series for Penske translates to the Cup Series here to start off here this season. William Byron back to the Heritage Motorsports camp here. He will drive for 24 the old fame Jeff Gordon car, Chase Elliott could not get that 24 that number to victory lane. Byron competed full time in the Xfinity Series again for Junior Motorsports in his only year in the Xfinity Series, and earning the championship last year, winning the championship, the champion in that series, plus rookie Sunoco Rookie of the Year. Byron won his first Xfinity Series race in Iowa a year ago and has 4 total victories in that same series. He earned Rookie of the Year in the Truck Series the year prior, back in 2016, while setting the rookie record for wins, which was 7. And then not only that, you go a year before that, 2015, where he won the NASCAR K&N Pro Series East Champ. So again, Byron, his rapid staging here in the rank, in the NASCAR ranks, and now it's landed him the fame number 24 car, but it's not the DuPont, it's the Exalta car. And Byron, again, I talked about it a little bit on the podcast last week. If you missed it, check it out on Audio Boom. And also, we have added Spotify to the mix as well, and we will resume posting episodes on SoundCloud as well. So definitely there's 3 ways you can listen to the EG3 show. By the way, how about that little plug there? Audio Boom, Spotify, and here at some point tonight or tomorrow morning, I'll have this posted on SoundCloud as well. Gonna have 3 sources here, and I'm looking to add a little bit more here to the repertoire of podcast sites here for you guys. Thanks for tuning in tonight for the EG3 show. My name is Eddie Greer III, talking Generation X drivers. Of course, the young guys coming up in the sport, like Byron, winning championships, winning races. And Byron, who was very impressive last year. I'm going to tell you, William Byron could turn some heads this year. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Of course, my nickname for him, Mr. Liberty. Very, very impressive young man. And he is not. One thing I will say about Byron, he is not afraid of the moment. Not afraid to race these guys. And we're going to be seeing a lot of him here this year. And of course, history-making man, Bubba Wallace Jr., Darrell Wallace Jr., getting an opportunity to make history. First African-American since Wendell Scott to race in the series. Of course, Darrell Wallace Jr. got his first win in the Truck Series in NASCAR with Kyle Busch Motorsports at Martinsville. And not only that, big man Bubba running for Richard Petty Motorsports here this year in his rookie season. The 43 Richard Petty Motorsports Chevrolet here this year. The Drive for Diversity program graduate dabbled in all 3 series a year ago, competing in 4 Monster Energy Cup NASCAR series while substituting for the injured Eric Almirola, 13 Xfinity Series races, and earning a capable Truck Series victory of Thriller at that at Michigan last year. And those 13 races back to the Xfinity Series were at the beginning of the year, where he was in playoff contention until somehow funding for a sponsor or whatever happened ran out with him. That was very unfortunate, but he did very well substituting, driving that 43 for Almirola, that which earned them this opportunity. He has 6 total Camping World Truck Series wins, all of them coming with Kyle Busch Motorsports, and he becomes the first African-American since Hall of Famer Wendell Scott to win a cup race. He has makings to do something big here. Hopefully, comes out of the gate here looking a little bit more competitive, but I look for him to do a little bit more bigger things here this year. Do I expect him to win a race? Not yet. I have to see a couple of races here. This is very early, too early in the season. Why? And on my end, we haven't even seen cars turn laps yet. Non-plate racing, except for the test last week. But Darrell Wallace Jr., Big Bubba, his nickname, Bubba Wallace, looking to do big things here this year. And I hope he does do some good things this year. And that would be huge for NASCAR as well. You have Daniel Suarez doing big things. You have these young guys doing things, good things as well. I think Darrell Wallace continue to do what he did. He did very impressive, especially that truck win a year ago where he was out of ride for several months and then comes out of the box after subbing for Almirola. He hops in a truck ride, knowing that, very competitive in that ride up front, and then putting the moves on late to win that race. That was something else. That was a very exciting race to see. And he's up there in my favorites. And I put him number two behind Truex. But Wallace, he looks to be a force here this year in the Cup Series. I'm very excited to see what he does, especially in that famed Richard Petty Motorsports Machine EG3 show right here on Audio Boom, Spotify, and of course SoundCloud. My name is Eddie Greer III. Just a few more minutes on tonight's episode of Generation X. These drivers going in, just a couple of more here real quick. Alex Bowman, of course, back to Hendrick Motorsports. Alex Bowman takes over the famed 88 Dale Earnhardt Jr. ride this season after Dale Earnhardt Jr. retired. Chip Ganassi Racing. He was with Chip Ganassi last year, which he was one for one there, winning the race at Charlotte. He ran 9 races for Junior Motorsports in 2016. Bowman ran for the 2013 season for RAB Racing, earning 2 poles in the Xfinity Series. And Bowman was a substitute driver for Hendrick Motorsports again in 2016. And, of course, we all know, back in Phoenix that same year, earning a career best finish of 6, where he subbed for the concussion Earnhardt Jr. as well. We saw him put on some great performances, including Phoenix, where he came up short. That is his career best finish to the date. 6 at Phoenix, where he could have won that race. He was a dominant car of the weekend, and the same weekend he earned his first career Monster Energy NASCAR Series pole. So this, to me, in my opinion, is the unknown. Of course, we all wanted Bowman, including myself included, that Alex Bowman did a tremendous job for Dale Earnhardt Jr., driving, substituting for him, and not only that, being awfully competitive, and he showed why he earned that ride a year ago in the only Xfinity Series appearance there. So Alex Bowman, he's kind of my little X factor a little bit here this year. Can this team kind of put the 88 back on notice here? Of course, we all know Dale Earnhardt Jr. Stats on these type of tracks. But Alex Bowman, it goes back to Talladega a little bit. He was up in front in the running, and then he got shuffled out late. So, to me, he's kind of a little X factor here going into the year. But I think Alex Bowman is pretty pumped up for this opportunity to have a chance here, not only to be competitive, but possibly compete for a spot in this year's playoffs. And finally, Ty Dillon, the other grandson of Richard Childress, he competes full-time in the series as well. He's driving the number 13 Chevrolet for Germain Racing. Dillon has only 1 Xfinity's Series career win and 3 career wins in the Truck Series. That win coming in Indy in the Xfinity Series a couple years ago. Ty Dillon, of course, possibly having a new crew chief. Well, he does have a new crew chief. I don't know his name yet, but Dillon, he was a factor in maybe 2 or 3 races a year ago, and one of those coming to the first Dover race back last year. So Ty Dillon looking to prove, make some noise here in his second year. This is his sophomore year. He, Eric Jones, and Daniel Suarez in this year. So that is Generation X for you here. The Dillon boys, Austin Dillon, Ty Dillon, Bubba Wallace, William Byron, Alex Bowman, Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney. And I might be missing maybe one more here and there. But yep, that is a wrap for that list. So we're going to be hearing these names for quite a while, especially at the age of these guys. I'm not even going to get into that, but Larson, Eric Jones, these guys continuing to compete and competing against these veterans like Kevin Harvick, Jimmy Johnson, Jamie Murray, Mark Trish Jr., Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, all these guys. It's going to be a fun battle here this year. Especially the tone has been set in media days where Blaney wasn't happy with the comments of Kyle Busch, you know, saying that the young guys, you know, trying to hog all the spotlight, if you will, but Ryan Blaney had have none of that. So excitement in the air here as Daytona has finally arrived. And if I had a preseason ranking of these drivers, I'm only going to name my top five for you tonight. But if I had a top five, this is my top five. Of course, I have Kyle Larson, a slight edge, in the number one spot over Chase Elliott, which is number two. I got Eric Jones as a three, Ryan Blaney four, William Byron at the five. Top five rankings for Generation X. And man, we have heard so much here in the offseason, and we're about to find out here, at least in Speed Weeks, who's going to make a lot of noise here in the first 2 weeks of the racing season. The real season doesn't kick off till next Sunday afternoon with the Daytona 500, but who's going to be making noise here in the first week here as we get set here to prepare for front row qualifying in the Clash here. Here we'll have a preview of that here sometime this week as well. I'll break that down as well. So a lot going on. And I'm going to tell you what, we're going to be hearing these names for quite some time. Man, I'm pumped up for the season to start. Vets versus the highly talented Generation X. It's going to be fun battle to watch here as we are about to get ready to throw all the cars to the track here. And we'll see who prepared themselves from this off season. All right, folks, another reminder, you can catch the EG3 show on Audioboom and, of course, on Spotify. We added that last week to the mix. And like I said a few moments ago, a while ago, that the EG3 show, I'm going to post these episodes right back on SoundCloud as well. So you're going to have access to three. And we're working on possibly adding a fourth to the mix. So definitely we want this podcast still to grow. And of course, for those of you who don't know the EG3 podcast, we were with JPEG Sports Network for the last 3.5 years, KC Sports Radio, but we decided to part, well, all the shows decided to part ways due to some issues with football. But outside of that, I'm not going to anything further than that. It was a good decision for all of us to go our ways. But for me, I wanted to continue the show, the podcast, to still do what I want to do. And that's bring you coverage of NASCAR whenever I can. So tonight's special podcast, I wanted to do the podcast for quite some time. I hadn't got around to it. But until now, with the season right around the corner, I wanted to get that in before the green flag drops in the 2018 season. Man, once again, I cannot share my excitement too far enough that things are about to go down. And Daytona, of course, Speed Weeks beginning this week. Once again, we're going to have front row qualifying, the pole and the outside pole here on Sunday. A double dip for us NASCAR fans. And then after that, right after that, the popular afternoon, the Clash race, which featured all the pole winners from a year ago and Daytona winners. That will immediately follow it, and we'll have preview of that podcast here later this week. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it for the EG3 show tonight. Thank you for tuning in to the EG3 show tonight. My name's Eddie Greer. Thanks for listening to tonight's special up podcast, and we'll talk to you again here sometime later this week. We're getting ready for some racing this weekend in Daytona. Join the movement. We'll talk to you next time.